took sick and got worse.
Or if he has a cold today, but he didn't have yesterday, you say, well, I don't know where he could have
taken it.
Okay.
Become infected with it.
If a person has congestion in his throat that makes his voice sound real harsh and everything, you say, well, he sure is
hoarse.
Okay. And what about the when a person has got this congestion in his throat, he might do that a lot. You'd say he's
been coughing.
Okay, or he has a real bad
cold, and he's a real bad cough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talking about the word taking medicine, or the word talking about the word take, you might say, well, you're going to have to.
Going to have to take certain medicines if you're going to overcome this trouble.
Okay. Yesterday he
took a certain type of medicine.
Or he has.
He has taken that medicine several times.
A person who can't hear very well, or can't hear at all, is
deaf.
Okay. And when you work out in the sun a lot, you do what?
You get sunburned.
Okay, but you get your clothes get wet with what?
Sweat, perspiration.
Okay. Something that comes up along on children especially, it comes to a head and everything, that is real sore.
Little boils or pimples.
Okay. Do you ever hear them called risins or anything?
Risins, that's an old word.
When these are lanced, what is it that comes out of them?
That's usually the pus.
Okay.
That's accumulated in there. That's the first fly I've seen this house, and I don't know whenever.
I believe so. I guess that's from having the door open every time.
Yeah, that's where they get in.
Talking about the word swell, like an infection or an irritation, you say, when a wasp stings you, your hand will
swell out.
Okay, yesterday a wasp stung me and my hand really...
really swelled.
Okay, and it was...
swollen for some time.
Mm-hmm. What is a wound?
A wound is usually a cut on your body, flesh.
Have you ever heard the term proud flesh?
Proud flesh, yeah, that's an infection now. We used to call it proud flesh, but it's really an infection is what it is.
Okay. What is it that you put on a cut, or used to? I don't know whether they do it much anymore or not. People used to put on a cut and it burned a lot, kind of purplish stuff.
You mean the type of medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see, you used to use mercurochrome. No, well, iodine was the first thing, and that was...
I think they
used methyl. Now that iodine burns like the devil on them, first cut.
What is it that people used to take a lot, I guess they still do, to ward off malaria or things like that?
Used to take quinine.
Okay. When a person, you're talking about someone who died, what would you say? Just he?
He passed away, usually.
Okay. Would you ever just use the term died?
I died, yeah, sometimes. People have sort of gotten in the habit of saying passed away, think it sounds a little better.
Okay. You might say, you're talking about a person who died, you might say, well, they don't know what he died
of, or what his disease was.
Place where a person is buried.
A cemetery.
Okay, the container that a person is buried in.
It's a coffin.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else?
Well, of course, your coffin can be placed in a vault.
Okay, you ever hear a term of casket? Is a casket the same as a coffin?
Coffin, yeah. Casket really is the correct term. Coffin's an old term.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term pinto used for this?
For a coffin? Not pinto.
I think that's mostly a South Carolina term.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never heard that expression.
When people in the immediate family wear black after a death in the family, you say they are
in mourning.
Okay. If someone asks you, how are you, you're likely to say,
oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
Just doing fine.
if somebody's worrying a good deal about something and you don't want them to, you might say, well, don't.
Just don't worry about it.
Okay.
It'll come out all right.
Now, this is something it's not arthritis, but something like arthritis that affects you only when the weather is down.
Well, that's rheumatism, usually.
Okay. What about a disease? You have typhoid and tetanus, and what else is a fairly common childhood, it used to be a fairly common childhood disease?
Typhoid, tetanus, of course they have all kinds, measles and whooping cough.
Yeah, but this is everything.
You mean similar to typhoid?
Yes, and
malaria.
Malaria, what about diphtheria?
Diphtheria.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
What about the disease you get when your skin turns yellow?
That's yellow jaundice, it's usually called.
When a person has his appendix go bad on him, you say he has
appendicitis.
Okay. And if he's sick at his stomach and loses what he ate, he is?
He has vomited.
Okay.